International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Acts 15:40. But Paul chose Silas and went out, having been commended to the grace of the Lord by the brothers. 20:32. And now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. Paul and Silas were commended to the grace of the Lord by the brothers. This was the start of Paul's second ministry journey, which ended in 18:22. In Acts 20:32, Paul committed the believers to God and to the word of his grace. Grace is the triune God received and enjoyed by the believers. I believe that during the 3 years Paul was in Ephesus, he daily spoke the word of God's grace to the saints. Today's reading. We can testify that, by the Lord's mercy, the word of God's grace can be found in the life study messages. I would encourage the young people to take the time over the next several years to become constituted of all the life study messages. Even those who are much older still have the time to be constituted of these messages and then have years to serve the Lord by carrying out God's New Testament economy throughout the earth. In Acts 20:32 we see the function of the word of God's grace. First, this word is able to build up the saints. To build up the saints requires the growth in the divine life, and the growth in the divine life needs the nourishment of the divine element and the edification and equipment with the divine knowledge. All of these can be afforded only by the word of God's abundant grace, which is the triune God himself who went through all the processes of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension and who has been given to the saints for their enjoyment. Second, the word of God's grace functions to give us the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. The divine inheritance is the triune God himself with all he has done, and all he will do for his redeemed people. This triune God is embodied in the all-inclusive Christ, who is the portion allotted to the saints as their inheritance. The Holy Spirit, who has been given to the saints, is the foretaste, the pledge, and the guarantee of this divine inheritance, which we are sharing and enjoying today as the foretaste in God's New Testament Jubilee, and which we will share and enjoy in full in the coming age and for eternity. Our eternal inheritance is related to the divine life, which we received through regeneration and which we are experiencing and enjoying throughout our entire Christian life. An inheritance is a proper and legal possession. We do not work for an inheritance, we receive it. On the day we were regenerated, we were given the right to share an inheritance. This inheritance includes all the blessings related to eternal life. This inheritance is legal, proper, and legitimate, for Christ died to purchase it for us, paying the price of his precious blood. Daily we may participate in and enjoy the inheritance that is ours today and for eternity. According to Paul's word in Acts 20:32, the inheritance is among those who have been sanctified. To participate in God's inheritance requires us to be sanctified, and to be sanctified requires the word of God's grace. In John 17:17 the Lord Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." To be sanctified is to be separated from the world and its usurpation unto God and his purpose, not only positionally but also dispositionally. God's living word works in the believers to separate them from anything worldly. This is to be sanctified in God's word, which is the truth, the reality. This is the end of today's morning revival.